Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. A major milestone for recreational cannabis in 2025.
We are super excited. We're finally now able to sell adult use products, so it's an exciting moment for us.
Legacy Cannabis in Duluth was the first state-licensed dispensary to open.
Minnesota said they were committed to a craft cannabis market, and here we are.
There is a supply shortage, and the growers say they pushed for early cultivation licenses.
So that right now, you could have all of the stores that are just now opening supplied.
A partnership with the tribal nations aims to address the supply issue.
Tribal compacts are really the opportunity for more products to become available into the system.
And the medical dispensaries made cannabis available to everyone.
They go from just selling to medical patients to having their doors open to adult use customers as well.
And the city of Anoka.
We'll be the first newly constructed municipal retail cannabis dispensary in the state of Minnesota and possibly in the United States.
And that is part of our year that was. Rough Start Rescue in central Minnesota is in desperate need of fosters right now. Executive Director Azure Davis says they have more than 160 cats and 100 dogs, but nowhere to put them.
It's just like bringing an animal into your home that was your own animal. I mean, providing that love and the care, and Rough Start pays for everything. So all of the veterinary care, any supplies that somebody might need, we provide all of that.
There's more information about becoming a foster on the Rough Start Rescue website. And President Donald Trump appears to be endorsing MyPillow founder Mike Lindell for governor. At a rally in North Carolina, Trump said about Lindell, quote, "That guy deserves to be governor of Minnesota. I'll tell you right now, great guy." Lindell finished third in the Republican Party of Minnesota's gubernatorial straw poll. Authorities in Becker County continue to investigate a deadly weekend shooting in Frazee. Deputies found a 19-year-old man wounded early Saturday, and he died in the hospital. The victim is identified as Bryson Andrew May of Frazee. Four suspects fled the scene in an SUV and were later caught by an Otter Tail County deputy. Investigators say a 19-year-old from New York Mills and a 16-year-old remain in custody. The Minnesota Vikings edged the New York Giants 16-13 at MetLife Stadium Sunday for their third straight win. Pro Bowl receiver Justin Jefferson caught six passes for 85 yards.
Just give me opportunities and allow me to go make those type of plays. So converting those third downs, just making those crazy catches on the sideline, that's something I live for, and I feel like the whole team kind of feeds off of. So I'm just happy that I was a big role in this win today.
The Vikings host the Detroit Lions on Christmas Day. This is MNN.